Oppression of all kinds is injustice. Let us be kind to the humankind. Let us treat with dignity and respect all people of all races, irrespective of religion, caste, language, and gender differences. Let us be kind, especially to people of lower status, the elderly, females, children, and those who are poor. This is Dr. Kondur Abraham welcoming you to Life Changes radio broadcast. Rejoice in His holy name. He is exalted, the King is exalted on high. And I will praise His name. Recently, I have been focusing on addiction recovery, and I'd like to give you more information on this topic. First of all, let me start with some information that I collected from an expert in the field, Mr. William White, who is a consultant in the field of alcohol addiction, and who has written a number of books in this area.
I asked him three specific questions. My first question dealt with the rate of cure. My second question had to do with what determined cure. And my last question was about treatment strategies. According to Mr. White, of all the people who seek treatment, 1/3 will have full recovery. This is based on 1,000 studies. 1/3 will have one or more episodes during the first year, and some of them will return to the first group of fully recovered alcoholics. And then the last 1/3 will get worse. Some of them from this group will also seek multiple treatments. My second question was about determinants. What determines cure? This is what Mr. White said. First of all, treatment in itself is a factor. Secondly, what alcoholics bring to treatment. This could mean commitment, attitude, and other factors. Severity is a third factor. How severe alcoholism is to this individual. And finally, how much of support he or she gets from family and friends. My third question was about the kind of treatment strategies that are effective with alcoholics. And this is what Mr. White said. Number one, social skills training. That is training in the area of communication skills, learning to refuse, and so forth. And secondly, a model of treatment, psychological treatment, that is very useful is known as cognitive behavioral therapy, which in essence basically is correcting the distorted thinking of alcoholics and also helping them understand the conditioned type of behaviors that they have been engaging in. For example, the alcoholic feels rejected. He needs to change his thinking, or the alcoholic needs to find other ways to be more sociable. Thirdly, community reinforcement approaches. In this method, alcoholics' family and community at large are involved in treatment. The community reinforces alcoholics' changed behavior. Now, let's briefly talk about medication. Antabuse is one medication that is commonly prescribed in the United States. It has major side effects, and people who have cardiac problems and other similar problems should not take antabuse. A second group of medications include anti-craving agents such as naltrexone and etomprazate. According to Mr. White, there are no side effects to these medications and they decrease craving for alcoholics. These medications are used in several countries in Europe and in the United States. And then we talked about the place of support groups like the Alcoholics Anonymous. His thinking was that cure is determined by factors like more frequent attendance of groups, kind of speakers, and if clients have sponsors. The 12 steps model that is used in inpatient settings is very useful and has good recovery record. Mr. White felt that doctors could have great impact in curing alcoholics by doing the following. Number one, routine screening of the alcoholic. Then assessing risk. Thirdly, encouraging to cut down drinking or stop it completely. And fourth, expressing confidence in alcoholics so that they will change. And then finally, follow-ups with alcoholic patients. A final pathway has to do with spirituality and religion. It is incorporating spirituality into treatment. I like to close with a story of a man who has a story of recovery. He is a native of England. He was no ordinary person. He was an ordained Episcopalian priest, but he was an alcoholic. People told him that he did not fit to be a priest. They called him all kinds of names. He was called drunkard and other names, but one day he heard an inner voice which said, "You do not have to live that way." He changed completely. I had the honor of meeting and listening to his lectures recently. He said he is celebrating 25 years of recovery. Isn't that beautiful? This is a story of Father Leo Booth. Yes, there is hope. Maybe alcohol had more power on you, but you can change it. You can have more power than alcohol. It is not a hopeless situation. There is hope. You can say yes to life and to a happier life. Friends, thank you for listening to Life Changers. I'd like you to take a few moments and write to me and let me know that you heard this program. That will encourage me to continue this radio ministry. I'm really interested in knowing where exactly you listen to me from, what state, you know, what country. So please let me know you listen to this program, and also let me know how clear the program was. And when you write to me, do mention your prayer needs and counseling needs. I will definitely get back with you and also send you our quarterly newsletter. And in addition, I will also send you a special gift. So please write to me. I'm going to give you two addresses. The first address is in India. The address is Life Changers, FIBA Radio Box 25066. That's again FIBA Radio Box 25066, Bangalore 560025, India. The address in the United States is Dr. K.B. Abraham, P.O. Box 550032, Fort Lauderdale, Florida 33355, USA. That address again is Dr. K.B. Abraham, P.O. Box 550032, Fort Lauderdale, Florida 33355, USA. And my email address is kbabraham@aol.com. kbabraham@aol.com. When you write, please do request for a copy of my book titled Life Changers with 52 Inspirational Radio Talks. Thank you for tuning to Life Changers, and I hope you will tune in again next week at the same time. This is Dr. K.B. Abraham, producer, and Tom John, engineering, saying goodbye for now, and may God bless you. And he says, "My child."